Good morning, Advocha Vosta. I apologize for the delay. I think we were holding by Pasuk Yud Aleph. Maybe just one brief comment about the next few psukim. The text of that we're learning of the Biur HaGra and Sefer Mishlei was actually written and published by one of the Talmidim of the Gaon, the Menachem Mendel of Shklov. He says that the parts that were deal with Kabbalah, so the Gaon actually dictated to him. So those are actually the Gaon's words verbatim. And the rest he wrote based on what the Gaon taught them in Sefer Mishlei. Well, one of the points, and a very important point that he makes in his Hakdama is that the Gaon told them that every pshat he said in Nigla, he only said after having understood what the pshat in Nistar is, and the formulation of the Nigla pshat is such that it also clothes, right? It's also a levush. It clothes the Nistar Dika pshat. With the result that sometimes the Nigla doesn't seem to contain that much that's new or profoundly insightful. And in those instances, it's rather the case that then instead of this sort of being, you know, two levels of profundity, it's the profundity is more prominent in the Nista Dekab Shad, and the Nigla seems not as insightful. And Kimidume that some of these next few psukim, Blinad and Yitzhashan, we're going to see, fall into that category. Im Yomru, if the Chatoyim, whom Shlomo HaMelech mentioned in the previous pasuk, if they'll say, L'cho itanu, come with us, Ne'ervo l'dom, will ambush to shed blood. Nitzpana will hide. Tzofon borech. Nitzpana lenoki chinam. Will hide and to steal. So that the person will remain. Right. This is actually the drasha we have in Kol Shor now. Nokim in Achasav. So they invite you to join them, and in the profit sharing of these nefarious undertakings. Im Yomu Ha'inyan, says the Gaon, Shehem Shnei Mine Yetzahar. Ta'avoni v'ka'asoni. V'heim neged lo sirtzach v'lo sinach. This is an important yesod. We naturally have a weakness or a potential weakness and susceptibility to physical desires and urges, right? What the Gaon here describes as the Yetzirah Tavani. But there's also a natural weakness and susceptibility for anger. You know, the line or the border between frustration or resentment or any of those feelings and anger is very nebulous. One easily transitions, be it from frustration, resentment, jealousy. One doesn't need a passport. One easily crosses over into the territory of Kaas. And Kaas, obviously, in its worst manifestations, has the potential to translate into violence. Hence, it's represented by Lo Sirtzach. In this comment of the Gaon, that the Shnei Mini Yetzirah Tavani VeKaasoni V'Hem Neged Lo Sirtzach V'Lo Sinav, there's a little bit of a, certainly not full blown, but there's a little bit of a reflection of an idea that is really has gave rise to almost the whole genre, in that the it's the Mokar, I think, is in a Medrash in Vayikra Rabba or something that they quote, I think. That the Asaras HaDibros, on the one hand, are individual discrete mitzvahs, but on the other hand, they're also super categories into which all mitzvahs can be organized. And you can arrange the totality of the Tarayag mitzvahs under the headings of the Asaras HaDibros. The sort of the idea behind that is that the Ramban writes in the Hakdama to Parshas Truma that at Mamad HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu related to Knesset Yisrael, as it were, as a Bezdin does to a Ger who's Baal Hizgaya. So the Baisa in Masechet Yevamah says that a Ger Baal Hizgaya is Modiyan Oso Miktzas Mitzvos Kalos and Miktzas Mitzvos Chamuros. The Bezdin doesn't go through, the potential Ger doesn't have to know every din in Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't even have to know every mitzvah and Tariq mitzvahs. But he does have to make an informed commitment. He does have to have a sense for what Yiddishkeit is. And in that vein, so Bezdin teaches him, Bezdin makes sure that he knows representative mitzvahs kalos, representative mitzvahs chamuros. And the Ramban says that's what the Asaras HaDibros represent also, that they're representative mitzvahs. So that idea was sort of what underlies what already antedated the Ramban, that the Asaras HaDibros are the individual mitzvahs, but also categories, such as Anochi is a mitzvah, but it's also a category of mitzvahs representing mitzvahs of Emunah, etc. That's why the Gaonim, including Rav Sadia Gaon, that they wrote the Piyutim for Shavuos, which arranged the Tarayag Mitzvahs under these under the headings of the Dibros. So a little bit, you see a trace or an echo of that here in the Gaon. V'heim neged lo sirtzach v'lo sinav, meaning lo sirtzach and lo sinav, obviously they're discrete lavin. They're specific mitzvahs, but they also represent categories. They're also representative. We're not asking you to get your fingers dirty. We're not asking you to do anything. You'll come along. Nerv v'adam, va'anachnu nerv v'adam. Again, Orev is lashon ambush. Nitzpino l'naki, shehagazlonim heim shnayim shem abora. Right, there's sort of two different variables in talking about Geneva. And whenever you have two different variables, so with the combinations, you'll have four cases. Echad ahoreg nefashos v'notal amamam. One is someone who kills in his as part of the robbery. V'hasheni shenotal amamam levad. And the other one, no, that doesn't go that far. Just robs. U'b'chol echad heim shnayim. Echad shu b'bayis. Either of these two can be perpetrated through a break-in. V'hasheni shehu v'asoda al hadrochem, and the other is no to accost to attack the person when he's away from home. V'osam shehogim es v'alavayis b'beiso, those who plan such a murderous attack to kill the person in his home, who dugmas ha'oyev ha'orev, maybe it should be oyev taka. Either way, means the same thing. So the metaphor for that is someone lying in ambush who's looking for the moment of opportunity. That's what it means to lie in ambush for blood. Nitzpina l'nakke, also ha'tomnim atzvam, those who hide themselves b'ma'oros v'n'kiki ha'slaim. Again, imagining someone who's traveling through, I don't know, maybe a mountainous road or something, and there are caves or there are crevices in the rock formations where the potential mugger can hide himself. Allah drachem atchen nofel biyadim. V'zeu nitzmul anaki sheyetzin naki min achasim. Right, that's the drasha that we have by Shah Niskal. L'val ashar naki yotzin naki min achasim. V'hu neged osam, and the last phrase in the pasuk is referring to ha'omdim al adrachem ligzal mamon levad. Chinam, what is the word chinam mean here? Ki aboh lo'odim litol mamonu ba'alila. Sometimes people try to engage in robbery by making up some kind of false claim. So you make some kind of false claim, and then you'll sue the person. The whole thing is a fraudulent lawsuit, but sometimes those lawsuits are successful. But lemaisa efshe sheyimalit min halila berovitz naslas. Sometimes a person can escape a fraudulent lawsuit. But if he's not using that tactic, right? No, he's simply going to overpower him. So then, so then the person has no. The person is walking innocently, and then someone pounces upon him, so that he doesn't have the chance to mount any kind of a legal defense. Means we're not gonna give him any opening. We're not gonna present some alleged claim. Just coming back to what the Gaon had said here in the beginning of the pasuk of atalo sasa dovera rak l'cho itano. So again, the context of the Gaon is talking again about this plot to murder and to plunder. And obviously that's very, very remote, b'chaste Hashem, from our lives. But the yesod that a person cannot maintain an association if the operation as a whole is not kosher, even if he thinks that his dalamas are. So that yesod is certainly one which has very broad and therefore applications which are much more relevant to our mainstream and everyday existence. Let's say a person works for a company. And he sees that there are things that are going on in the company which are not right. The company does not operate honestly. None of it encroaches, or at least seemingly encroaches upon his responsibilities at work. But a person has to know that if a company is not honest, he can't work there. He can't work there. It doesn't matter that his job description is such that atalo sasa davara rak l'cha itanu. And for two reasons. Number one, even lu yitzuya, that will continue to be the case, that he'll never directly have to do something that's fraudulent, that a person can't be part of such an operation. A person can't be part of something which is wrong. There's a difference between, I don't know, you can work for a company and there's a dishonest employee. I don't know, he claims that he's been working since 8:30 in the morning when he first started working at 9:30 in the morning. Okay, there are pockets of wrong, I don't know, just about in many places. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about when the company, the operation is fundamentally wrong, is fundamentally dishonest. A person has to resist the temptation, the pitoy, to say that atol sasa dovera. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for now. We'll continue with Pasuk Yud Beis. I'm not sure. Most likely we won't have 9 o'clock tomorrow. Anyway, so we'll continue with Pasuk Yud Beis. Whenever we continue, but most likely it's not going to be tomorrow. Good. And Mitzvah Shem Blinadu, we'll reconvene around 12 to continue in Kol Shah. Have a good, productive morning of us. Everyone should be well, be safe.